Well, several Palestinian groups have presented the International Criminal Court with new evidence about Israel's crimes during its latest war on the Gaza Strip in 2014. The Palestinian human rights organizations are seeking prosecution of Israel over crimes against Palestinian civilians. More than 2,200 Palestinians, many of them women and children, lost their lives during the 50-day war. The Palestinian rights group says Tel Aviv has committed gross violations of international humanitarian law. They accuse Israeli authorities of systematically targeting Palestinian civilians, infrastructure, and property. This is not the first time that the ICC is provided with evidence regarding Israeli war crimes. The tribunal has already begun a preliminary investigation into the issue. Well, in an interview with Press TV, the member of the International Solidarity Movement, Joe Katran, explains how strong the Palestinians' case against Israel is at The Hague.
I think the case, particularly when it comes to the onslaught in Rafah starting on August 1st, is tremendously strong. There has been overwhelming evidence carefully compiled by bodies like Amnesty International and others, showing Israel's complete carelessness, if not deliberate targeting, when it came to the deaths of hundreds of Palestinian civilians. Additionally, this new filing comes at a time of crisis for the International Criminal Court itself. It's under fire because of its exclusive targeting in the past of African leaders, which has led the African Union to endorse a Kenyan proposal for withdrawal from the ICC. Now, up until this point in history, it's hard to say what this would leave for the ICC to do because it has exclusively prosecuted Africans. So it's badly in need of some kind of evidence that can show the world that it has any sort of fair or balanced approach, which right. will be another factor pushing it to take real decisive actions against Israel's crimes